Okay, so in the rehearsal room, you're also wearing the hat of the director, and you were also the translator. So how do you negotiate between these two roles in the rehearsal process?
Quite smoothly, actually. Now, but I would explain. It is because it has to do with my working process. Not just because the translator and director is the same person, you know, that I don't fight with myself. But I do in a certain way, I do. But it has to do with the way I work, because when I translate, I translated the rhythm, I translated the action into the play already, as if I could already see it playing out. Yeah, and I mean, it helps that, you know, eventually I know that, you know, the director is going to be me as well, you know, so it makes it easier. But also, I think as the translator, I'm trying to help the director visualize the play by the translation, by the language. Yeah, because I've encountered good plays where, you know, immediately as a director when I read it, or even as an actor when I read it, I could see it. I could see it in my mind's eye already. And that I feel is good writing. It's good dramatic writing, because in dramatic scripts, you're writing for the stage. Yeah, it's not a novel, you're writing for the stage. So it has to be some kind of a vision. The vision is a concrete action on the stage, right? So so I do that. And in fact, you know, I have friends who come and tell me, hey, you know, you're translating 12 Angry Men, you know, they would like to collaborate with me. You know, I'm very grateful for that, and for their offer. But I almost wanted to, but then I thought about it and I said, oh, sorry, maybe we collaborate in another project, because I really need to do this on my own, right? Because I need to have the rhythm and all into the play so that the director, which is me, you know, could direct it the way it is. So that the director and the translator can work hand in hand. Yeah, I try to use it as a strength, as an advantage, you know, because these two hats are worn by the same person. So yeah. But having said that, of course, you know, things are not so ideal always. So in the rehearsal, there is another element, the actors. Now, although the translator and the director can conspire, but the actors will do their own thing. So in the rehearsal room, yeah, I have to watch out. You know, I have to watch what the actors do, how the actors say the lines, they interpret the actions and all those things. So when I watch that, and then, but instead of the translator and the director fighting, you know, over what is seen in the rehearsal room, actually, most of the time when I watch an action on stage, I'm going like, okay, so translator or director, what are you gonna do? Can one of you do something? So I'm trying to watch out, is it a director's work here? Or is it mostly a translator work? Because sometimes the actors just can't deliver something. Maybe he needs a direction. But sometimes, you know, I will say that it's just that the translation is bad. It's just bad translation. Yeah, so yeah. So I'm wearing two quite complementary hats. Yeah. And they work hand in hand. They're quite on good terms, I say.